And I'm going to ask the ushers to secure the doors until after the choir processes in. Amen. Amen. Glad, and can anybody say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And yet he has answered and allowed us to see another day, another Sunday. And that word let, as we found out this morning in Sunday school, has power that makes things happen when God says let. And so we are beginning our morning worship service with our call to worship and our prayer of invocation. My Bible says in the 100 number of Psalms that God is to be praised cheerfully. And so we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. If you're here in this place, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And so we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts, praising him. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. I said, God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let the people of God add a blessing and a reading, amen, to God's word. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come this morning to say thank you. We come this morning to say thank you, Lord, as we lift up our hearts, our hands, and our voices to you on this anniversary date. Oh, Father God, we ask right now that you would cover each and every one of us, that you open up our ears and our hearts to what thus saith the Lord this morning. We pray right now, Lord, a special coating on the voices and the vocals of the choir, every single choir member here today, Lord, that's celebrating in an anniversary. We pray for all the musicians, Lord, and then mostly we pray for the man of God who has prepared, and through your aid and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, prepared a word for the people of God on this day. We pray that you cover him, stand him up, encourage him, and make him strong. We pray for our pastor and first lady right now, Lord, that they will be able to continue to do the work that has been assigned them. And then we pray for all the sick and the shut in who are unable to make it today, Lord. We pray for those who are grieving. We ask right now that you would allow your Holy Spirit, that you would usher in the Holy Spirit, Lord, through our songs, our praise, our worship, and our preaching. We ask these and all things in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let every heart here say amen. Say amen again. And won't you stand to your feet for our AFC Ambassadors for Christ choir as they process in. Come on, let's put your hands together for your choir.